Their political philosophies present a clear difference for voters in Senate District K. On KSKA's Running, Republican Dave Harbert described his view of Alaska's largest public challenge.
We have a great opportunity ahead if we make the right decisions, if we don't let the pioneering state become the entitlement state.
On the same program, Democrat Betty Davis voiced her major focus.
At this time, education is still my passion.
Davis is seeking her third Senate term. Besides her Senate stint, which began in 2000, she spent three terms in the House. She also served on the Anchorage School Board. Her professional background has played a dominant role in her legislative goals.
I'm a nurse social worker by profession, and I served 20 years working for the state of Alaska, helping families meet the needs that they need to have met, and children to keep them in school, and to make sure that they were cared for well.
Harbor's public service lists Chairman of the Anchorage Chamber of Commerce, Alaska Council on Economic Education, and the Hugh O'Brien Youth Foundation, Alaska. He assisted in the founding of the Saturday Market and the Anchorage Downtown Partnership. He's worked in public and government relations for the Arctic Gas Consortium and Atlantic Richfield Company. In 2003, Governor Murkowski appointed Harbor to the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. When he speaks of youth, Harbor often describes future economic needs.
The problem is that too many politicians' decisions have selfishly benefited only the current generation of Alaska voters. It's hard to restrain spending and taxes to make sure our kids and grandkids have the kind of economy that we inherited.
The political differences between the two candidates were highlighted in two exchanges on Running. Davis asked Harbor why he had not said at past candidate forums whether or not he'd back broadening Denali kids' health care from 175% of federal poverty level to 200%. Harbor said such forums should not try to force simple answers to complex problems.
We might vote for you if you agree to commit to us right here tonight to increase funding for a program to 200% of the poverty level without a hearing, without going through due process, without hearing all sides of the issue. That's precisely the sort of vote buying that is not appropriate for members of the legislature.
Davis said several hearings had already been held on the question. She also cited historic precedent.
Back in the days of Tony Knowles when he was governor, it was at 200% then. And here we are now, one of the greatest, richest states in the nation. And we're at the bottom of the totem pole when it comes from caring for our children and providing health care for them.
Harbor, in turn, asked Davis why she had voted with the Senate majority to increase state taxes, such as ACEs, on oil and gas companies. He says the legislation will have a strong negative impact on production and jobs. Plus, with falling oil prices, it could create a revenue crisis for the state budget.
ACEs, as presented by the governor, was probably even too high. But then when it was increased by the legislature to the level it was, it became untenable. Here's the problem. Arguably, we're in the highest cost oil and gas production area of the world. For us to then increase our oil taxes so that we're also the highest taxing area of the world reflects sort of a lack of understanding of basic economics.
Yeah, you're right. I voted for ACEs. I voted for GEA. The increase in the taxes, I think, was not unreasonable. I do not feel that I made a mistake by voting for that, and I stick by the vote that I made. Do I think that this state is in a crisis because of the vote that I made? No, it is not.
Anchorage's Senate District K includes Airport Heights and South Mountain View, Russian Jack, College Gate, the University and Medical Areas, Baxter, Chester Valley, the Chugach Foothills, Reflection Lake, and Scenic Park. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.